Good evening, darling. This month, I want us to focus on appreciating ourselves again, but in a different way to how we usually do, and indeed in a way that I don't think is done often enough. We're going to learn to appreciate our beautiful, incredible brains. There is a lot of emphasis these days, and rightly so, on body appreciation and learning to love our bodies, but particularly for those of us who've been through trauma or are neurodiverse, or more than likely both, it's just as important to learn to love our brains. I, for one, have spent a lot of my time hating my brain and wanting it to be different and trying to fight it rather than accepting it. And although I still find it hard, I do know now that acceptance is the way forward for me. Learning to accept all the imperfections of my brain and all the things it has, and loving it in every way I can. We're going to be delving into the marvel of your brain, its remarkable ability to recover from trauma. We're going to be looking at the superpowers of neurodiversity and all the complexities there are. So let's start by finding a comfortable position to be in, and I want you to close your eyes and let's breathe in together. We're going to go for 5 today because we're aiming to go a little bit deeper. So with me, breathe in for 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Hold for 5. 2, 3, 4, 5, and breathe out. 2, 3, 4, 5. Very good. And again, breathe in. 2, 3, 4, 5, hold. 2, 3, 4, 5, out. 2, 3, 4, 5, and one more time. Breathe in. 2, 3, 4, 5, hold. 2, 3, 4, 5, and out. 2, 3, 4, 5. Very good. Now breathe normally. I want you to imagine yourself in a college or university or other further education classroom. You and I are both sitting on the desk at the front of the class, and I could be your professor, I could be another student, whatever you feel most comfortable with. And we're just sitting there, smiling as the sun comes in through the window, and talking about how incredible our brains are. Magnificent, incredible brains that we have. Your brain consists of billions of interconnected neurons that form an intricate network that handles thoughts, emotions, actions, and so much that we may not even know yet. Your brain is not only a complex structure, but also possesses this incredible capacity for healing and recovery. The concept of neuroplasticity highlights the brain's ability to adapt and reorganize itself in response to its experiences, including trauma. Scientific studies continue to show us that even after significant damage, the brain can reroute connections, compensate for lost functions, even regenerate neurons. Most of us who have suffered from some kind of trauma find that our brains may work differently or feel like they're working differently to how they did before. And we can find that frustrating, upsetting. We can hate ourselves for not being able to function the way we used to. But take a moment and think about how incredibly powerful you are, your brain and yourself, to have come through that and still be here. If you are a victim of any kind of trauma, then your brain has gone through incredible difficulties, and it is still here. It is still working. It's found ways round. And we can accept that. Imagine me now walking to the blackboard behind us and drawing a simple image of our brain, highlighting all the routes by which the neurons travel. And you can see them moving along the diagram of the brain. And as something changes, you see how new pathways are formed, new routes emerge. And to us, this may feel different. And that may put us off. That may make us feel inadequate or wrong somehow, because our old methods of thinking don't work the same way. But what our brains have done is created new functionality, given us new ways of thinking. And we can accept that. We can begin slowly to let go of our old habits and patterns of thought and see where the brain wants us to go now. See how these routes can bring us new thoughts, new ideas, new inspiration. Because the truth is, all of us have gone through trauma recently. We all lived through the pandemic, and science has shown how all of our brains changed during that time. And remember, if all of us have gone through that, so has everyone else out there. And while it may seem on the outside like they are behaving just as normal, likelihood is they don't function mentally in the same way as they did before the pandemic. And maybe they have managed to embrace these new things, or maybe they're just covering it really well. Either way, it's good. If they're covering it, then we're not alone in the way we feel. And if they've managed to embrace those new routes that the neurons have taken, then we know it's possible, and we can do it too. I want you to imagine your brain as a vast universe, brimming with countless possibilities. See me drawing on that whiteboard, gently filling in the image of the brain with the chalk and seeing how it turns into a vibrant image of an intense galaxy swirling. Research has demonstrated how the brain's plasticity can regain so much. Stroke survivors can often regain lost motor functions through intense rehabilitation, with the brain's rerouting signals around the damaged areas. If it can do that, it can do anything. Your brain is a true champion, constantly adapting and growing, learning from its experiences, rewiring itself to create new pathways and connections. This is how we can develop all these new skills and acquire knowledges and overcome challenges. Even when we feel we can't, the raw power is there. You've heard it said, I'm sure, that most people only use a small percentage of their brain. I think a large amount of that is because the brain has all this space it needs to recover, to find new ways of thinking. And become stronger as it does so. Perhaps, instead of thinking of the way our brains have changed from trauma as an obstacle, it is an opportunity to think in ways that we never would have considered before. For our brains to make discoveries that we couldn't have done if we'd been going through the same patterns of thought, the same routes through the organ that we had before. Reflect for a moment on the journey our brains have taken through evolution. Watch as I draw on that blackboard the different images of brain power and how it's evolved from that simple lizard brain, all the way up over millions of years through natural selection evolving to tackle the environment and challenges it's given, developing all kinds of advanced cognitive abilities, solving complex problems, creating intricate works of art, and understanding the very universe we exist in. Every single experience, every challenge we've encountered has left a mark on a brain. Each interaction shapes the connections and pathways within us, influencing how we perceive and respond to the world around us. It's a mirror, a reflection of the experiences we've lived, constantly adapting and molding itself. And that is amazing. The fact that you have experienced such negative things means that your brain is actually stronger, more complex, and more unique than others out there. And while it may pain us sometimes, even if we don't recover entirely, have gratitude for how amazing your brain has been in how it's recovered from these things, in how utterly incredible it and you are for persevering throughout all of this. Appreciate the miracles it performs every day, effortlessly enabling you to think and experience the world. Its resilience and adaptability are testaments to your strength and your capacity for growth, shaped by countless generations of learning, innovation, and progress. Imagine now that you take my hand and come up to the blackboard with me. And somehow, we're not even thinking, the two of us start drawing in sync and draw perfect representations of each of our individual brains down to the finest details. And as we look at our own brains and look at each other's, we see how incredibly different they are, yet so alike. The incredible neurodiversity that we have. So many studies have revealed that us neurodiverse individuals possess incredible strengths and abilities. Take, for example, autism. Individuals on the autism spectrum will often exhibit incredible heightened sensory perception, allowing them to notice and appreciate intricate details that go completely unnoticed by others, which can lead to incredible artistic talents, attention to details, and unique ways of experiencing the world. Those of us with ADHD have the ability to hyperfocus, immersing ourselves so deeply in tasks or subjects that we're passionate about, we can embrace this exceptional creativity, problem solving, and innovation. Dyslexia, another example of neurodiversity, bring its own set of strengths. Those of us who are dyslexic possess incredible spatial reasoning, visual thinking, and creativity. Our brains are wired to approach problems from unique angles and find unique solutions. All neurodiverse individuals contribute incredible perspectives and unique talents to society, even when society may not embrace them. They are there, and we are there. By embracing our superpowers, we help to foster an inclusive world that thrives on diverse minds. Through understanding our neurodiversity, the human race begins to unlock the full potential of human innovation and creativity. Research shown that diverse teams incorporating individuals with different neurological profiles far outperform homogeneous groups when it comes to problem solving, creativity, and innovation. You are incredible. You are amazing. Despite what you may have been told when you were young, despite the square pegs you may have been forced to fit into, that beautiful, incredible, neurodiverse brain is still there. We can't change the way we may have been treated, the way our neurodiversities may have been misunderstood, but we can accept it as part of what's happened, just like any other trauma. And we can accept how beautiful that brain still is, how incredible our brains have been, in that they have been forced, perhaps, to fit into that hole that isn't them, and they are still there. That beauty, that individuality, that neurodiversity is still there, even in those coping mechanisms we may have used in the past to restrict ourselves. It's still there, and it's still there for us to tap into. That is amazing. Take a moment to reflect on your own superpowers. Embrace the unique strengths and talents you possess. Know that your brain, with its distinctive wiring, brings forth all these incredible perspectives and abilities that have the power to change the world. Let me let you in on a little secret. No neurotypical person has ever made a lasting impact on this world. All the people you admire, all your role models, all the people who have seriously changed or impacted the world that we live in, all of them have brains like yours. And as we continue to admire our brains on the blackboard, I take your hand and move it up so it's just touching that image of your brain, your beautiful brain. And slowly, we start to feel that warmth in our hand, that warmth of the love inside us that we can feel for our own incredible brains, passing to it. Understand that it's a masterpiece of evolution. You are an embodiment of an incredible legacy. It's beautiful and wonderful, and you can love it. We no longer have to fight this part of us. How the world may see it doesn't matter. Because we know it's there, we know it's amazing. Just like the rest of your body, it's incredible and beautiful and powerful. And when it feels that pain inside it, it's not something to be fought anymore. We don't have to fight it. We can accept it and embrace it and heal it and show it love. Just like you may have been told to embrace that inner child in you. And hug yourself and tell that inner child it's going to be all right. It's the same. When your brain feels that pain, you can do what you're doing now. Placing your hand on it and filling it with all that love that you have for it. Watch as you do how all this rainbow of colors comes from your hand into the chalk drawing. How all the white lines get filled with vibrant shades. You are perfect, just the way you are. Your brain's unique wiring is a gift that brings forth strength and resilience. Embrace the trauma that has pushed your brain in whatever way it has. Embrace the superpowers and the weaknesses that come with them. Embrace how incredible this organ is. The two of us do this together now. With our hands on it, watching the colors swirl, we feel love and acceptance for our brain. We create stronger ties to this positive relationship with ourselves. We embrace our brain's differences and what makes us extraordinary. The miracles it does every day. The power it gives us to shape our own destiny. And together, hand in hand, we look at these images. We feel our brain. And as one, say those three words we find so difficult to say to ourselves. Say it with me. I love you, my brilliant, wonderful brain. I love you. As the scene starts to fade, I want you to slowly open your eyes. Find yourself back in your room. Thank you so much for joining with me today. I hope you can carry the love and acceptance of your brain with you always. Remember about the strength, resilience, and superpowers that make you unique. I hope you continue to cherish its magnificence and radiate the beauty of your remarkable mind. Good night, darling.